Good afternoon. You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
A local art gallery whose mission is to connect emerging artists with emerging patrons in an accessible way. Joseph Pensack is organizing director and head curator of New City Gallery on Church Street in Burlington, and he joins me now in our studios to talk about the gallery and about what he calls bringing forth an ancient vision of patronage and to do it in a whole and just way. Welcome.
Thank you.
Joseph, I understand you're originally from Memphis, Tennessee. You went to grad school in Boston. You've been in New England and for the last 5 years lived in Burlington with your family and are now curator and director of New City Gallery. You also have an interesting day job.
I'm a Presbyterian minister is my day job. And so I was called to start a new parish church in Burlington. My wife is an artist. I'm a musician. Wherever we've been, we've done ministry through the arts. And so we just happened to find this perfect space on Church Street. That's how it got started. We wanted to create a space that was serving artists in the city, creating more just, sustainable communities. As you know, it's really hard to make a living when you're kind of an emerging artist. And so,
yeah. So how did New City Gallery take on that challenge? Like, Burlington and Vermont is full of emerging artists. So what's the difference with the model at your gallery?
We started a residency program, which we're still running. It's been going for 4 years now. So there's three residency studios, and they get the studios for free in exchange for working a day of hours. And so it's been an amazing way to get to know artists in the city, to really understand their needs and concerns and how they're looking to grow their work and their career, while at the same time networking with artists in the city to put on shows. So we do 4 shows a year. The general mission of the gallery is connecting emerging artists to emerging patrons. So really trying to introduce the arts in a very hospitable way, a warm way that's accessible, and connecting emerging artists who really need to get connected with patrons. So we've kind of lost that. Mm. And so when people ask, well, what in the world is a church doing starting an art gallery? Well, it's an easy explanation if you look at the history of what the church used to be all about, which was sometimes they didn't do it so well. but at least that core idea of being a patron to the arts in many ways has been lost. And so we're trying to renew that ancient vision and do it in a way that's like really holistic and connected with, you know, wholeness and doing justice. You know, the job of curating is really a job of observing, noticing. It's awareness. And like that, in a lot of ways, is like the first political act. It's just noticing things. Artists can help us with that. And so I see my job as a pastor and job as a curator as like overlapping in a lot of interesting ways. And so my office is there, but I come and go because artists really run the space and it's owned by them. It's really become a beautiful model. It's now its own organization separate from the church. When you walk in, it doesn't feel like some sort of monastic church sort of thing. It's not religious art.
Right.
And that surprises some people. I think that they expect that. Some of our core commitments from the beginning were hospitality, generosity, but also justice and making sure that there's pathways to the arts for the marginalized. It's been a part of what we want to do. As a white male, I am not a marginalized person. So you have to push outside of what's comfortable. That's a challenge because the direction that we tend to want to go is towards just being comfortable in our place of peace. Very intentionally, it's an art gallery. There's no angle, you know.
Right.
We just received a grant from the BCA Community Fund from the city for our residency program. It felt like the city was recognizing what we were doing in a civic way and not just like our little tribe. And that's really from the beginning. It's been about let's have the space be a gift to the city and not just for us. And I think, too, Vermont is in so many ways the most spiritually engaged place I've ever lived. I think religion just sort of like triggers people, understandably. But I think when you're talking about real big questions and challenging thorny things that like we're all on the pathway of asking those questions.
Yeah.
I think you feel that in the curation and the kind of art that we show. It's challenging, not safe. It's not predictable.
And I think people can argue too that most art galleries are spiritual places anyway.
When I go into a space, I want to have an encounter with the work and, have a time of just reflection. And I think, I love that. In a lot of ways, we feel really privileged to get to do this. And the art community has really embraced us. I'd love for people to see what we're doing and own what we're doing and come alongside and support it. I think for it to be sustainable long term, that'll be important. It really is a space for artists in Burlington and for Vermont artists. And there's not a lot of spaces that are like that, that are really serious but also accessible. For us, that feels like we've got this good niche that we want to stay in and that we're serving the city in.
Thanks so much, Joseph.
Thank you, Mary.
That's Joseph Pensack of New City Gallery. Visit vpr.net for more information about the gallery itself, current exhibitions, and...